The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Right, hi guys, take two. Sorry, I forgot to put it on Do Not Disturb, and as soon as you start going, as you do with these things, you always get a phone call go through. So, right, the three fastest ways to grow your business that are going to cost you no money, but it's just your time involved in doing it. And trust me, these are three things that we have done in all of our different businesses across the board, from the ventilation business to mentoring and things like that. And these three things can all be applied to them, and it will work on pretty much any business that's out there, to be fair. So whatever business you are in, you can do these three things, and it's going to help your business out, help you grow it, build it, to get more followers, to get more of a customer base, that kind of thing, in the shortest amount of time possible. Because it always used to be the case that, you know, to be an overnight success was great. You could be an overnight success, but it used to be 10 years in the making. Well, nowadays that's not quite so true. With the way technology has moved on and moved forwards, it's a lot easier to become an overnight success in a lot shorter period of time. So the three things, these three things. Now, number one, the first of the three things that's going to help you to grow your business, but only requires your time and no cost, is social media. You've got to make sure you are leveraging social media. You need to be making sure you're using it across the board, all the different platforms. Now, there's loads of different platforms out there. There's LinkedIn, there's TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What you need to do is find out which of all of those social media platforms is the best one for your business. Now, for example, with the ventilation business that we've got, the best one for that would be LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is more business-to-business sales. So therefore, the more of the customers or more of our ideal clients, more of our ideal client avatars are going to be on there. Whereas for, say, personally for me, mentoring, Facebook is a better one, because there's more people. There's lots of groups on Facebook that you can go into and you can interact with them. Lots of people have got like their own groups, like the Disruptive Entrepreneur group, four networking groups and things like that. And in those, you can gain new clients from them, but that's because it's more focused on those. So you've really got to make sure you're bashing it. And it may be that you need to leverage across a couple of different platforms. So, for example, this is going on to a Facebook Live at the moment. But once it's been done on a Facebook Live, it will then be leveraged off into a podcast. It will then be shared into groups. It will then be chunked down into little bite-sized bits. So you've got to make sure you're doing it and leveraging it. And the thing is, it gives you direct, easy access to your customers, and you can have your customers don't need to be based geographically anymore. With with social media the way it is, and social media is going pretty much 24/7, so it pretty much gives you 24/7 access to your customers. In the good old days when the high street used to be open, all you used to be able to do was go up and down the high street, and even on the Sunday it wasn't open. And even now on the Sunday, we've only got set trading hours that we can adhere to. So for that reason, 24/7, the internet is open. So you need to make sure you're leveraging the social media and, like I say, all the different platforms, because you can be geographically, you can be based wherever you like in the world, but anyone that is connected to the internet is potentially your customer. And in doing it on social media, it gives you a reach of thousands upon thousands of people. And you need to make sure you're engaging people in that social media as well. So it's going to help you to stay relevant. It's going to enable you to listen to your customers and read their comments and interact directly with them real time if you want. Because it's like now, if people start commenting on this group, on this live, I can start talking to the customers directly from this live. So it gives you that better feel of engagement. And it's going to enable you to understand your customers better, understand their needs better. And the best part of it is you don't have to spend any money. This Facebook Live is not actually going to be costing me any money at the moment. All it's going to be doing is costing me a bit of my time out of my working day. So it's the actual cost is you can go through Facebook, you can go into like Facebook advertising and things like that, LinkedIn advertising, all of that, but you don't really need to be doing that. If you are on Facebook, or whatever platform it may be, I'm just talking about Facebook at the moment because we're on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and you're creating good engaging content for your potential customers. They're going to love it and they're going to be on it. So you don't need to do it. And the beauty is, the more you do it, the more it creates. So number one is to make sure you are leveraging and maximizing all of the different social media platforms, but particularly those that are specifically relevant to your business. Because like I say, it's going to give you global reach. It may be that you're just based in Kent and you only want people from Kent, but it's going to give you a massive amount of global reach at the same time. So do that for number one. So the first one is to make sure you're leveraging social media. Now number two is to become an expert in your field, to be seen as the go-to person in your field. And the beauty of this one is you can actually start doing this before you even need to do it. So you start building your background as the expert in the field. Now it may be ventilation, it may be whatever it may be. You see, ventilation, if you go onto LinkedIn, we're pretty much considered, Nationwide Ventilation is pretty much considered to be one of the experts in the field. You've only got to look at the customers we're dealing with, the likes of KFCs, the Taco Bells, things like that. We are considered to be experts in the field at that. And it's so easy for us to do again. There's so many easy ways now to become an expert, and the benefits of becoming an expert and a go-to person is because you are the go-to person, your customers are literally coming to you. So if you start writing articles for professional publications, news magazines and news sites, things like that, that's going to help you be built, because people will perceive you as, because you're on those type of platforms, they'll perceive you as being experts. If you actually write your own book, so if we wrote our own book on the best practices of kitchen ventilation, how to do it, blah, 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 that would be it as well. And another, see again, these are things that aren't going to cost you any money to do. And the other thing to do is, this is a double whammy, is to start public speaking on it. If you can get into public speaking about what you want to be talking about, that is fantastic, because you're going to get paid firstly for the public speaking, but you're going to be then boosting your credibility as an expert in your field. The other things to do is interviews on radios. Radio stations are still really popular, but much more popular nowadays is podcasts. If you can get onto somebody's podcast, there is already an audience out there listening to that podcast. So if you can, say, find somebody on, it could be anything that you want to do, but if you can find that and get onto that podcast and be interviewed, that is going to go out to their group of followers, their group of listeners. So, and the other thing to do is to actually be seen with the right people, be seen with the leaders in your field, be seen, like I say, people see some of our customers and they see the people that we're dealing with, and they automatically assume we're experts because of the kind of clients and people we're working with. Not only that, what we actually did in the ventilation business for a period of time, we actually employed somebody, and that person that we employed had actually sat on the board that wrote what was the industry standard for the ventilation of commercial kitchens. So there's that level of perceived authority there for it. So, and the thing is, once you become an expert in your field, you're that go-to person, people are going to automatically, because you are the go-to person, they're going to come to you, your customers are coming to you. You don't have to go chasing them. All of this you can build free, and you're building your own level of credibility in doing it. So number one is your social media, to maximize your social media leverage. Number two is to become an expert in your field, the go-to person in your field. And there's loads of books out there. Key Person of Influence by Daniel Priestley is a fantastic book to actually do that. And I'd recommend anybody go and read that, for the reasons that I've said, that it will make you the go-to person, the expert in your field. So, and the last one, number three, the third one that works for us as well, is to build a thriving community. Now, you've done all this work, you've become an expert in your field, you've got all this digital content out there from the first one, and what you need to start doing is to start leveraging that into a community. Things like Facebook groups, fantastic. I mean, I've got a little Facebook group, there's 2,000 people, the Kent Business Network community, there's 2,000 people in there, small businesses that are all potential customers for me, for mentoring and that kind of thing. But there are also people in, there's pubs in there, things like that. So it's twofold. It's not just one business. It goes across multiple businesses. So there's potential customers. We've had customers out of there for protective screens, for the COVID screens and all that kind of thing as well. So you get that from it as well. But if you build that community, like a Facebook group, there's LinkedIn groups as well. But WhatsApp groups as well. If you can get yourself your own WhatsApp group, because it's much more focused rather than the big sort of spammy Facebook groups. If you can get a LinkedIn group, it's going to be much better for you. And there's so many benefits of getting and having that thriving community people, it's going to make people remember your brand. If you're in there, you're the expert in your field, you're the, you know, you're doing all the social media stuff, they're going to remember your brand. And when people remember your brand, they're going to be return customers to you. And when there's return customers, when they return to you, they're going to be looking to purchase more from you. And even once they've purchased once, once they start doing that, they're then going to start recommending you to other people. So if you get yourself a lovely, thriving community, and you look across a lot of the big hitters and a lot of the big players in the groups, they've got massive, massive thriving communities. For Networking, for example, which is one of the largest networking companies in the UK, they've got a group with 29,000 people in there. They're all potential customers to them. Rob Moore's got his Disruptive Entrepreneur group, which is 20,000 people. Again, all potential customers to him. He's got his Progressive Property group, which is, I think, 30,000 people. Now, obviously, they're all key people that could be training for him. So once you are maximizing that social media, and then you're getting the perceived or getting to be the perceived expert in your field, if you get it around that community and you niche all of these or knit all of these things together, that's really going to get your business accelerated, because you're going to be in the public eye. The beauty of social media and all of that thing now with the internet is, it, like I say, it is 24/7, guys. So you start working on those three things and it is going to build your own personal brand, your business brand, and everything a lot quicker, a lot faster, because it is constantly there. And as soon as you've got that, as soon as you're that expert in that field, you've got that level of credibility in your field, it is going to boost your business. And when you've then got the thriving community, you've got all the people around you that are actively coming to you for it. So trust me, guys, these three things work. Go out, you can be the smallest business, it can be a little side hustle you're working on, but you can be working on these things outside of your core working hours on your side hustle to really bring them. And then trust me, these three things will boost your business, it will boost your sales, it will boost your following on social media and things like that, guys. So get out there, get doing these three things, guys. Cheers, guys. Leave you to it. Speak to you later on. Bye.
Remember, folks, stay humble and let your success talk for you.
See you later. I think we have to go.